The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede, Season 2, Episode 1, Risks.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Candid Cast. Thank you for staying tuned to us. We have several episodes in the past and I hope you have been following and enjoying our presentations. It's a platform for learning, for training, for growing, for human development, generally. Before we go into today's topic, if you have not subscribed, I want you to subscribe and share this video to your friends and your loved ones so that they get notified when we bring new episode on board. Today, the subject we are discussing is risk. That's a subject that is common to man. Every human being that is living, that breathes in air, has a form of risk that he carries at one time or the other. And how far we go in life depends on how much you're able to embrace this subject called risk. And today there is going to be serious enlightenment on the need to befriend risk. See risk as your friend rather than something to avoid. Risks are uncertainties that may result in positive or negative outcomes. They are an inherent part of life and can be managed through risk assessment and risk mitigation strategies. Those who claim they can't stand risk take the highest risk because, like I always say, it is very risky not to take risk. It is risky to leave your house for work daily because some people die in accidents on their way to work, others enter one chance vehicles and are robbed. In 2022, a lady was raped and murdered in a BRT bus in Lagos by the driver of the BRT bus. What's our answer to all of this? Do we stop leaving our houses? Would there even be houses to live in if nobody leaves house? The bricklayers, the carpenters, and all that. If they don't leave house, there will be no house to stay in, because somebody has to build the house that we are staying in. Permit me to look at a few scriptures that talk about this. The first is that farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they will never harvest. There is nothing like perfect timing. People talk of, oh, I want to at the perfect timing. There is no perfect timing. It doesn't come. Don't wait for it. Life has no guarantees. It is full of risks and opportunities. The absence of guarantees should not keep us idle, doing nothing. We need a spirit of both trust and adventure. We must face life's risks and opportunities with enthusiasm and faith in God. The second is the lazy person that says, there's a lion outside. If I go out, I'll be killed in the streets. These are the words of a lazy man. As stupid as this excuse may sound, if we look intently into our own lives, we'll find that we have been there at one time or another. And most humans are there even today as we speak. That's the essence of this topic. Let's stop rationalizing laziness of the hands and laziness of the mind. We must step out, take responsibility seriously, and get to work. We have treated work attitude in our past video that until men work, a person who does not work is a useless person. You are as useful as the work that you do. That's what we should know. Number three, I'll say a person unwilling to work will find endless excuses. Laziness at the end of the day is more dangerous than the prowling lion. The more you avoid work, the lazier you become, just like an arrow. Only the first is the most difficult to commit. When you step into the path of laziness, you get trapped in it. The more you remain there, the stronger the trapping, and the more useless the person becomes to both self and society. On the contrary, the need to take risk is recommended and encouraged. Let's look at these few. Steps number one, how do you overcome the fear of risk? Take a few small steps. It doesn't have to be something big towards challenging your condition and status. Everyone desire breakthrough, everyone desire promotion, everyone desire growth. Take steps towards it. It doesn't have to be rocket science step. Take step in your position and to the extent that your knowledge can carry at that time. Number two, set concrete and realistic goals that will drive you to your dreams. People are afraid to set goals because only those who set goals fail. In the estimation of those who don't set goals, if you don't try, you think you have succeeded, you have not succeeded. You just didn't try. Then you have failed from the beginning. Number three, figure out steps towards reaching those goals. When you set goals, don't go sit back. Do everything that is within your power to reach your goals. That's what makes goals different from wishful thinking. Number four, follow the steps through by facing the challenges you meet along the line, because there will be obstacles, I can assure you. There is nobody in this world, nothing good that you want to achieve that does not have obstacles along the line. If you don't want your excuses to make you useless, avoid making useless excuses. All the successful people you envy out there have followed these paths. There is nobody that walked on the earth that did not face his risk with determination and perseverance before reaching great heights. Let's look at the gains of taking risk, because my idea is that you need to embrace risk. All successful people have taken risk at their friends, and those who fail are those who are afraid of risk, who take risk as their enemies. And another thing I know successful people do is that they embrace discomfort. Unsuccessful people look for the next comfort point. Successful people look out for discomfort and they go in search of it. They embrace it. So risk avoidance stems from the view of risk from the perspective of negative outcomes. I've mentioned that it's uncertain, but it could be positive, it could be negative. Why not approach it from the point of the positive? Those who sit down and say, what if it fails? I will ask you, what if it succeeds? Go out there. Go with the mind of, what if it works? And that is what has built our world. If everybody that invented all that we use today have been the cup is half empty attitude kind of person, looking only at the possibility of failure without looking at the possibility of succeeding, the world will be a miserable place to live in. Risk has three elements: uncertainty, positive outcome possibility, and negative outcome possibility. People leave house daily to work. They visit friends, social places. Not all get back home. People are lost in plane crash, road accidents, building collapse, flooding, bridge collapse, and more. On the 3rd of June 2012, the Dana Air-operated McDonnell Douglas MD-83 aircraft suffered a dual engine failure during approach to Lagos. It was coming from Abuja, and it crashed into buildings. People who have never traveled by air died in plane crash. So, hiding in your house does not save you from risk. It can even be risky not to go out. The only person I learned who survived from that building was a child that was sent to go and buy bread. Before he came back, the house was on fire with aircraft on top of the building. So let's look at the benefits of embracing risk. This will possibly encourage you to know that risk is not your enemy, it's a friend, because it stands in the way of all that you will be in life. Risk is your friend, and when you welcome and romance it very well in your daily undertaking, the benefits are numerous and endless. Let's look at some of them. Number one, growth and learning. It will always appear uncomfortable to embrace risk, because as humans, we will normally see the what if. What if it fails? And we refuse to dwell on what if it works? What if it succeeds? The comfort zone is a prison from which you must seek your liberty. Taking risk exposes you to new challenges and opportunities for personal and professional growth. Stepping out of your comfort zone allows you to learn, new skills, gain experience, and expand your perspective. Hiding within your comfort zone is limiting and is killing. Number two, innovation and creativity. Before the Wright brothers brought aircraft to humanity in 1903, it was thought that humans couldn't fly. It took 21 days to travel by sea from New York to London. Today, we make the same journey by flight in just 8 hours. And we do Lagos to London in 6 hours because people dared to take the risk of putting humans in the air. We must not underrate the effort of pessimists, those who think that the aircraft will fall. They also invented parachutes so that in the event that it fails, there will be parachute for safe landing. That encouraged more people to take to flying. Risk often lead to innovative thinking and creative solutions. When you are willing to take chances and try new approaches, you are more likely to come up with inventive ideas, innovation, new ways of doing things. There is always room for improvement in all that we do. There is nothing we have done yesterday that cannot be done better today. And events around us, sciences, have proven it over and over again. You see, the technology you celebrated yesterday, we fade off in another 2-3 years and become obsolete because new inventions are coming as more people embrace risk. Number three, resilience and adaptability. Adjust, adapt, and advance are three words I relish very well as my response to every adverse condition. When I meet adverse situations, I adjust, I adapt, I advance, and I recommend it for you. Challenges are the building blocks of life. You can make stepping stones from those blocks, or you can build walls to imprison yourself using the same stones. Befriending risks helps you build resilience and adaptability in the face of uncertainty. Dealing with challenges and setbacks can strengthen your ability to bounce back and thrive in challenging circumstances. Number four, opportunity for success. Have you imagined what will happen if we all stay indoors to avoid the risk of road accident? Many opportunities for success and achievements come with a certain level of risk. By being open to taking calculated risk, you increase your chances of achieving your goals and realizing your full potential. Number five, confidence and self-empowerment. Recall I mentioned that the most difficult error to commit is the first one. The same goes for positive attributes. Risk will bring success most of the time. Success boosts your confidence and self-esteem. Overcoming challenges and obstacles through risk-taking can empower you to take future risk with greater self-assurance. Number six, networking and relationships. Life is about relationships. You are not created to be alone. Embracing risk will naturally involve reaching out to new people, forming connections, and building relationships. It can open doors to collaborations, mentorships, and diverse perspectives that can enrich your personal and professional network. If you don't reach out to anybody, you will stay on your own and everything will appear risky. Until you discuss with some other people, you will find that as you share your ideas, people will bring in more ideas to make it easier, and you'll find what you are thinking is impossible is actually not an insurmountable task. Number seven, leadership development. People who embrace risk build networks in the process and attract people who believe in the process when they see it working. And in the process, they rise to leadership with people following them. You know, until somebody, there is somebody following you, you cannot claim to be a leader. John Maxwell said, anybody who thinks that he's leading and he has nobody following, he's only taking a walk. So you take a risk, you find it working out, people are inspired to follow you because they are seeing results. This team that you are building with a culture of innovation and growth will be your moving force and the factor that will prepare you to take more risk and advance the more. By demonstrating a willingness to embrace risk, you can become a more effective and influential leader with people following. Overcoming fear, that's our number nine. Number nine, overcoming fear. The principal reason we avoid risk is the fear of failure. When I was in school, a statement I always had by my bedside reads, "If I try, I might fail. And if I don't, failure is sure." As a youth, I rose every day to confront my challenges. And I know that success only comes to those who confront their challenges. By confronting and managing uncertainties proactively, you develop the resilience to face future challenges with courage and confidence. Number 10, achieving personal fulfillment. Success is sweet, I can tell you for free. Only those who embrace risk get there. It is risky to register for Joint Admission and Matriculation Board Examination, UTME, in Nigeria, because over 80% fail the examination every year. Avoiding the examination is more risky because you can never join the 20% that pass and may never become a graduate in Nigeria unless your parents are rich enough to send you out of the country for higher education. Ultimately, embracing risk can lead to a sense of personal fulfillment and satisfaction. By pushing yourself beyond your limits and embracing challenges, you can find a sense of purpose and achievement in your endeavors. Thank you for staying with us today. This is where we'll be closing our podcast today. I encourage you to stay with us in all our episodes. There is always so much to learn. Until we meet again, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.